$1,000 every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high-interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick loans, internal data. Points and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 330.
Join us today from 1130 to 1 at Lewis Lawn Equipment at 1135 Northeastern Boulevard for our annual holiday food drive. Drop off your non-perishable food donations to help feed families this holiday season.
It's November 13th, the greatest day ever. On the 13th of November, 2012, a total solar eclipse occurred in parts of Australia. In the darkness, baffled locals were confused about whether they should say g'day or goodnight. Have a great November 13th, the greatest day ever.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 7.
News. I'm Chris Foster. It was another day of record high new coronavirus cases in the U.S., 153,000 reported. Dr. Anthony Fauci on the White House Coronavirus Task Force says we can turn it around without widespread lockdowns if we just follow health guidelines.
Public health measures that are rather simple and easy to understand. The universal wearing of masks, the physical distancing, the avoiding congregate and crowded places, outdoors better than indoors, washing hands. It sounds simple in the context of this ominous outbreak.
Dr. Fauci at a coronavirus forum with other health experts at Washington National Cathedral. Later than some others, the Chinese government congratulates President-elect Joe Biden.
China has broken its silence on the U.S. election, saying it respects the choice of the American people and extends congratulations to President-elect Biden. It adds in its message, we understand the results will be determined according to U.S. laws and procedures.
Fox News, I'm Melanie. America's listening to Fox News.
Kind of a Friday the 13th tradition around here. Was really edited well, wasn't it? 5 minutes after 7 o'clock, it's Friday the 13th. Random Facts is coming up. And yes, there will be a $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question following first.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Dense fog advisory does not include our local counties, but if you go west and north, for instance, around Selma, visibility down to a quarter of a mile. Here, not too bad outside right now. It's we got mostly cloudy skies at the moment. We'll see abundant sunshine today. Very comfortable day with a high temperature up to about 75. Kind of chilly tonight. Clear skies, low in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, nearly perfect with blue skies, sunshine, 76 tomorrow, mid-50s on Saturday night, upper 70s, maybe teasing 80 on Sunday. Should be dry. Another cold front arrives by Sunday evening. That sets the stage for a stage two of cooler weather next week. I mean, highs in the 60s, lows in the 40s. Really nice pattern. Right now, mostly cloudy at the moment, 58, 706.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
It's another one of those studies. So let's go around the room.
Okay.
At what age do you think you first feel old? Where you're really like, okay, my true youth is behind me. What age? Well, you're not eligible for this.
You don't apply. Yeah. You don't apply.
You have an old soul, but you're a very young woman.
You know, just from what I've heard, though, if I could take a guess, just kind of, I'd say probably about between 35 and 40.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I think at 50, they put the black storks out on the lawn and stuff like that.
Black storks.
Yeah.
Did they do that?
I got
storked when I first moved here, but not because I was 50. I have fans that... they did that to me a couple of years ago. It's really cool. You show up first thing in the morning, there's like 50 of these plastic storks
all over your lawn.
I'll be very honest with you. I do not think of myself as old, even though I just hit a really ugly milestone number last Sunday. I really don't feel old. I don't feel old.
I don't either.
So there.
In my mind, I'm still in my 30s.
I just have young thoughts, and I feel great, and I don't feel old.
Yeah.
It's funny. I think I hear more people, and I think why I said 35 to 40 is because I hear more people that age complain about...
About their age.
About their age, about how things are starting to change and fall apart, and...
I laugh when I hear somebody that turns 30 saying, oh my God, I'm 30 years old. Shut up.
Yeah, you're a kid.
Shut up.
You're a kid.
So that's why I would say 35 to 40s, because I hear a lot more complaints than I do. What does the study say?
I don't have a specific, in my own case, age. I just think at one point you realize it takes you all night to do what you used to do all night.
Oh.
But you can still do it. That's the important thing, right?
Yeah, and of course you're talking about reading the TV guide, right?
They surveyed, I don't know how many thousands of people. Mm-hmm. It's from Yahoo News.
Okay.
And the average age when people felt old was 47.
Wow, geez, oh my.
Close to 50.
Survey also asked people what aspects of getting older they're excited about. The top four, including relaxing, spending more time with family, starting their second act, you know, maybe adding something to their life. Mm. That's one reason why... used to see a lot of guys. Terry Adams could give some insight on this. A lot of guys get their first motorcycle after they turn 50.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
My dad was one of them, and he loved it, and it rejuvenated him.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a really good rider and very safe. Retiring and traveling more, ha-ha, and being more advanced in their career. Trouble is... And I think it's not only true in radio, but other businesses, you get advanced and experienced, and then everybody says, well, you're too experienced, it costs too much to hire you.
Mm-hmm.
Which becomes then an excuse.
And we've talked about this before, as far as retiring, I mean, just saying, that's it, I'm done tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I couldn't do that.
Yeah.
Because I need something.
You need purpose.
I need some worth, self-worth.
Yeah. I think people that do what we do, and I've seen it happen. I've seen it happen. Some who were kind of forced out, some who made the choice to get out,
mm-hmm.
they start to die the day you stop doing it.
Well, yeah. I mean,
not to be, you know, grim, but the old, I think there's some merit to the old saying, hey, you know, it's what makes me tick.
Mm-hmm. You know what I love, Greg, is that when you get to a certain age, you stop worrying so much about what other people think.
Well, that's true, too.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing.
That's definite benefit.
And you realize, hey, you know what? I have something to say, mm-hmm. and I'm going to say it, and I don't care what other people think.
Right. Yep. Yep.
I say that every day when I blow somebody or block somebody on Facebook. By the way, if you stumbled across any trolls on any of the stuff I post, please let me know.
Yeah.
Hey, how's your Parler account going?
I got my new laptop yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm going to set it up this weekend, and I'm going to first thing I'm going to do is start a Parler account.
Okay.
A Parler, just like Grandma used to.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's exactly what I think of. And can't you smell the way the Parler
and the wingback chairs?
Yeah. With the plastic on the
yeah,
furniture.
Exactly. Yeah.
The deeply embedded furniture polish, the plastic on the chairs. Yes.
The Parler.
And more often than not, nothing in the way of an entertainment system in there.
No. Very ornate.
So anyway, 47 is the biggie here. That was brought to you by our friends at Applied Security. For great, simple, cost-efficient security systems, call Mark and Vicky. They're local at Applied Security. And have them talk to you about a system that is easy to operate, easy to activate and deactivate when you come and go from the property, whether it's your business, your home. They're so simple to operate, and boy, are they effective. And when it comes to saving money on monthly monitoring, we're talking under $30 a month. And they're right here. I know a lot of you like to do business with local companies. Well, Applied Security is one of those. 279-8338 is the number. 279-8338 for Mark and Vicky at Applied Security, Alabama Electronic Security Board permit number 276. All right, Random Facts is up next, and I have at least one fairly good convoluted intro. Yeah.
Have you got an extra sheet? Because I got a rock.
Try this one.
All right, thank you.
All right. I'm going to go down and study mine,
okay.
See which ones I want to do. It'll only take me a couple of minutes, and it'll start soon. And it'll be followed, as always, by a $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Selma police say a 3-year-old was hit by a car and killed Wednesday afternoon. Chief Kenta Fulford says this incident happened in the 1300 block of Philpott Avenue. The driver told police the child ran out into the street. The crash remains under investigation. A man has life-threatening injuries after a shooting in Montgomery Thursday morning. Police say this happened in the 3700 block of Norman Bridge Road. We are still waiting to hear from police about any arrests in the case. And Governor Kay Ivey has announced that Golden Boy Foods plans to invest more than $13 million in an expansion at its production facility in Troy, creating 67 full-time jobs. The company expects to start expanding its operations into a new facility by late spring of 2021. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Superstitious?
Not super, more like kind of stitious.
Because today is Friday the 13th.
It's just a day on the calendar.
But the year on the calendar says 2020.
No!
The last Friday the 13th came in March, when a national state of emergency was declared.
God help us all.
And this Friday the 13th brings record cases.
Make it stop.
And no clear winner of the election.
I can't take it anymore.
Are you still kinda stitious?
I'm not sure.
Because we're running out of toilet paper again. Friday the 13th, 2020. Whatever luck you had left this year has run out.
I've I've spent more time at home lately, and I've noticed some things. The ceiling fan in my bedroom is ugly and loud. My gutters need cleaning. I have a loose fence post. My kitchen faucet's leaking. My dryer lint thingy needs a deep cleaning, and the wood trim on my house is clearly rotted. None of which I wish to fix myself. I called Mr. Handyman, 334-219-8599. Mr. Handyman can help with all my home improvement projects. On time. Done right. Mr. Handyman, 334-219-8599.
Shop where restaurant owners, chefs, and caterers shop. U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct. They have restaurant-quality food and supplies at reasonable prices. No membership fees, and it's open to the public. Inside, you'll find a variety of dairy, produce, meat, desserts, and beverages, as well as all of the ingredients to create your own from scratch. There are also commercial cooking supplies, party supplies, paper goods, and specialty items. Come shop where the pros do. U.S. Foods Market Store, open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Masters is back on CBS. No spectators, no distractions, no recently divorced cougars in the clubhouse, tempting a golf pro to cheat on his wife. Just to focus on the game of golf and the Masters on CBS.
And now, a gust of wind blew in a cougar named Rosie to start.
Random.
Wow, that's a lot in there.
Augusta. It's in Georgia.
Augusta wind.
It's the golf tournament.
Funny, funny.
And cougar. And
see, that's how you had to be first.
Yes. Wow, there's so much in there.
This is not comment on your age, but Jesse's just too young to be a cougar.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You got to be in your 40s at least, right?
Yeah, at least.
She'd be a hell of a cougar when she's that age.
Oh, thanks, Greg. Take that as a major compliment.
That is so nice.
But she's sort of still in that jailbait phase.
The jailbait phase.
Did you know a woman named Shamoy Thipyazo from Bangkok, Thailand, received the longest prison sentence in world history back in 1989. 141,078 years for running a $204 million pyramid scheme.
Wow. How old was she be then?
I don't know, but she only served about 8 years.
And oh.
Time off for good behavior.
Yeah, I guess.
It ends up quickly.
Hmm. Crazy. All right. Well, how do you beat that one? Well, I got one. Okay. Did you know Dr. Dre didn't know Eminem was white until they met in person? Dre says he was happy when he found out because, quote, it was so different.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's so open-minded. Yeah.
Wow. You're not black.
Yeah.
I was like that story yesterday about Dave Chappelle, Chance Celebrity Encounter.
Uh-huh.
Some guy recognized him at a phone store and said, wow, you're Dave Chappelle.
And he came back with,
you're a random white guy.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I thought it was funny. Rich, you're up.
Oh, okay. So what do you think?
The quiz master.
What do you think is, according to NASA, the brightest spot on Earth? Okay, so you're thinking it's a big deal, something that really stands out more than any other thing on Earth.
Antarctica.
I may have heard this before. Vegas?
It is the Vegas Strip.
Well,
is
nice.
The brightest spot on Earth. Second brightest is Deetsville. Deetsville at night.
Wow.
From space. Oh, my God.
I know. Sometimes I think it's the Aurora Borealis. Then I realize it's only Deetsville.
Yeah, you're right. The Las Vegas Strip, brightest spot on Earth.
Wow.
But there again, I didn't cheat, but I think I heard that somewhere before.
I was thinking New York City, maybe. Manhattan. You know, but anyway.
Did you know if you add up all the numbers on a roulette wheel, add up all the numbers on a roulette wheel, and I... that is an actual roulette wheel ball. It adds up to 666. Now, what's behind that?
Could it be?
Yeah.
That's interesting. How ironic. Yeah. There's something more to that.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of...
Yeah.
Rosie?
Did you know Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen aren't identical twins?
What do they call them if they're not identical?
Fraternal twins.
Yes, they're just very similar-looking fraternal twins.
Interesting.
Means they did not share the same embryo.
Right? I see.
They were separate. Mm. All right. Did you know Will Smith's first name is short for Willard, not William? Oh. But on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, his character's full first name was William for some reason.
Okay.
Willard was too nerdy, plus, you know,
probably.
The big Willard. There were two Willards that were well known. One was a rat and one was a weatherman.
Yep. And he was also the first Ronald McDonald.
Willard, that's correct.
Willard Scott.
All right, we're going to pause. Oh, wait a minute. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So we've done six.
We've done six.
All right, so we're going to pause here.
Okay. I'm up first next time.
You're up first.
Yeah.
Batting leadoff. Get off. Lead off.
Manny Mota. 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 Mota.
We had such a great call from a listener named Suzanne who had to share the excitement of her brand new 2020 Nissan.
Rogue.
Yeah, from Jack Ingram Nissan. That's what I drive. We are six-time purchasers from these great people. And they have some incentives in the month of November that you've got to consider. A deal you'll be thankful you looked into and received. You can lease a 2020 Sentra S for $189 a month. You can lease a 2020 Frontier Crew SV for $299 a month. Or a 2020 Altima Sedan 2.5S for $199 a month. Those are incredible monthly rates. All the details are available at jackingramnissan.com. And they still have their concierge service during these uncertain times. I mean, one thing that is certain, everybody needs a vehicle. If you're not loving what you drive,
sorry,
price has been a problem, then take a look here. We're talking under $200 a month for some of the best cars on the road today. So get over and see them, because these are good only through November, the month of November at Jack Ingram Nissan. Their concierge service will bring the car to your office or house if that's what you need to do, or stop by and they'll have a freshly sanitized vehicle ready for your test drive. And that's, of course, true at any of the Jack Ingram family of stores. JackIngram.com to get started, because it is time to love what you drive. Now, let's see how the people who love what they drive are driving today.
Montgomery Skywatch Traffic with your latest update. Seeing more and more vehicles inbound on the Wetumpka Highway, and that's got Northeast Boulevard and Congressman Dickinson getting a little busy at this time. Got a little bit of a slowdown on 85 southbound coming into Montgomery right around Mount Meigs and Chantilly Parkway. Use caution there. Just a lot of cars on the road this morning everywhere. Buckle up, drive safely. We've got no accidents in the area to tell you about at this time. Your pet is a part of your family. Invisible Fence can give you peace of mind with an outdoor system to keep them at home or an indoor system to keep them in specific areas. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
What could be worse than Friday the 13th? Friday the 13th, 2020?
Ill?
Everyone, panic!
Be afraid.
I'm afraid even for the next few hours.
This is ghastly.
Strange, isn't it?
Hi, Rich Thomas for the Depot Furniture Gallery, which has recently expanded once again in Prattville Pickers. They have the absolute best selection and prices when it comes to rustic and cottage-style furniture in central Alabama. The Depot has many different pieces to choose from, including pub-style tables, dining room sets, coffee tables, entertainment centers, bedroom sets with nightstands, and many unique style accessories to make any home's decor the center of conversation. Sliding barn doors, smooth or rustic wood finish, the choices are endless. And of course, Alabama and Auburn decor as well. Follow the Depot Furniture Gallery on Facebook to always see some of the latest arrivals. New truckloads are arriving frequently. Come visit the Depot Furniture Gallery inside Prattville Pickers at 616 Highway 82 West. Open 7 days a week. Hey, visit the DepotFurnitureGallery.com or call 380-3300.
Hey everyone, it's Christy from Blue Water Broadcasting, and New Year's resolutions are coming up. If you have been trying to find a gym in your area, you want to get back in shape, you want to get stronger, WP Fitness is your place to do it. And I know me personally, it's very important to find a coach with a lot of experience and really knows what he's doing. So I want to introduce you to Al Tacoin, owner of WP Fitness.
So the five things that you're looking for in a coach: your coach must have been there, done that. Find a coach who shares your morals and ethics. The coach must deliver no hands barrier accountability. You must have good rapport with your coach, and you must check your coach's references.
Absolutely. And Alex has all of that and more. Not just him, though. The other coaches at WP Fitness all have these qualities, which is so important. And it's definitely a place that you're going to want to work into your daily routine. Alex, how can people find you?
1555 Eastern Boulevard, the old Sam's building. Check us out on Instagram and Facebook, WP Alabama, or online, WPAlabama.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The holidays will soon be here, and while most of us will be busy planning the next big meal, thousands of families in the River region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting and Lewis Lawn Equipment are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of non-perishable food items. Bring your donations to Lewis Lawn Equipment, a cut above the rest. It's our annual holiday food drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Lewis Lawn Equipment.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, Newstalk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Today is November 13th, Start a Rumor Day. You didn't hear it from me, but I poked around the internet and come to find out there's no such thing as Start a Rumor Day. Isn't that juicy? I know, but whatever you do, don't tell anyone about Start a Rumor Day.
And now, don't mention it, but Rich Thomas is starting part two of
Random Facts.
Nice.
Yeah.
So what do you think is the busiest day of the year at KFC?
Busiest day of the year at KFC. Obvious guess would be like Super Bowl or something.
That's a good good answer. It's not the right answer. That would be a very good answer.
The busiest day?
Yeah, sales-wise. Mm-hmm.
The day after Thanksgiving.
Day after Thanksgiving. That's another great answer. People, that's a big pizza day. The answer is Mother's Day.
Oh!
Mother's Day is the biggest day at KFC.
Nothing says I love you, Mom, like a big bucket of greasy chicken and wretched mashed potatoes.
I tell you what, though, it is a guilty pleasure of mine.
It's pretty dang good. And those mashed potatoes, God, they're so good.
Well, since everybody's doing their chicken confessional, I will admit that I do enjoy them.
Yeah.
But you got to be honest about...
Popeyes.
Are you around the room extra crispy or regular crispy?
Oh, regular. That because
extra crispy. A mix. I don't want it so crispy that it's dry, but I don't want it greasy either.
But whatever they put in those herbs and spices, oh my God, I love them.
I must say, Rosie, I like Popeyes too.
Yeah.
Popeyes spicy chicken tenders with some of those mashed potatoes.
Really good.
Oh, man.
We already know that voter fraud was invented in Michigan this summer. But something else was invented in Michigan. In 1947, And Rosie, you'll be happy to know, kitty litter was first invented in 1947 in Michigan. Before that, people used to use soil or ashes.
Wow.
Where do you get ashes?
Ashtrays.
Oh.
Fireplace. Hmm. Ashes. Boy, oh, that's good. That'd have been dirty.
Yeah, that'd be filthy.
Tracking around the house.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Did you know, and you will find this interesting, Pringles are only about 42% potato.
Oh.
The rest is wheat starch, flour, oils, salt, and seasoning. And because of that, they're not legally allowed to be called potato chips. Technically, they're potato crisps.
Well, it's just like that ruling in a court, I think it was in Ireland, where they said Subway cannot call their bread because of the high sugar content.
Ah.
I ran into somebody that mentioned that to me. I heard you talking about that. They were listening to the show. See, we are educational here.
I'm telling you.
Well, random facts is the most popular feature. We hear it all the time.
Diggity.
We hear it all the time.
Mm-hmm. You know, you can learn all kinds of, including vulgar language on this. So, especially when Rosie goes on a roll.
Okay. Well, Rosie, I didn't know you went on a roll. But anyway, did you know Samuel L. Jackson only has one Oscar nomination in well over 100 films?
Wow.
He was nominated for Best Supporting Actor for Pulp Fiction in 1994, and he lost to Martin Landau for Ed Wood.
I'm going to pause here for a second because did you know that Samuel L. Jackson and John Travolta from Pulp Fiction are back doing a commercial. Give it a listen.
Gifts for elves, check. Now just in a dang coupon code.
Hold your reindeer, Santa.
Samuel, what's up?
I got a gift for you. Capital One Shopping instantly searches for available coupon codes and automatically applies them. Just download it to your computer. It's free.
Whoa.
Ooh, I have that. Saves me a bundle.
You have?
All right, that's all you get, Capital One. That's the one credit card I canceled. Because of Samuel Jackson's public comments about conservatives.
So what's in your wallet now?
Yeah, not one of those.
I got you.
Lee says, are you sure we'll lower you? You're offering me the world.
Of course.
I said, no.
Yeah.
You are paying a racist to be your spokesperson, and I'm not interested.
What is the only planet in the solar system not named after a Roman god?
Let's see.
Pluto?
Well, Pluto is not on the list anymore.
It's not.
Uranus.
Technically.
Uranus. Actually, it's Earth.
Earth, yeah. Earth is not a...
You leave Uranus out of this.
There's the rosy look. There we go.
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
All the time.
Yeah. In case you have not heard us mention this before, when Rosie disapproves of a juvenile moment in the afternoon.
Well, that never happens.
Especially in the afternoon.
But like many women, she can move her entire mouth to one side of her face, past the center line.
Past the center line.
I keep telling him it's totally involuntary. It's just a reaction.
There's women that kiss like that. They do this side swipe thing when they're it's not a romantic kiss. I'm talking about a hello kiss where they pull their lips over to one side of your face and they give you this glancing blow on your cheek.
You have the last one.
Yeah, you do.
No, we've done.
We only did 11.
That's what we normally do.
Okay.
We do 11.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're not paid. If we were paid to do 12, there would be 12. But if you think I'm going to start dishing out free random facts.
Here, you can have these, and I've got some possible
some follow-ups.
I've got some, yeah.
Yeah, and by the way, even though the grand prize drawing won't be until Monday when Jay is back.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully.
Make sure that you stick around for the follow-up because you get a double entry. And you can win some great stuff, Clark's Club membership, the works from Don Duncan. A $25 gift card to Tucker Pecan.
I got
to
go outside and make a phone call Monday.
Oh.
Oh, I see.
Because I want
saying.
That. Oh, no, I need that you. Tucker Pecan gift card.
I got you.
At 7:34, let's talk about Food Outlet and this week's specials. And look, it's cost plus 10 throughout the store, but you will save every time you walk in because they have a cost plus 10% pricing structure. So even though, like, for example, New York strips are $5.95 a pound, and the butcher will be happy to cut those to whatever thickness you prefer, that's a great price. And if you win the gift certificate that we're going to give away shortly, that's 2 pounds of New York strip steak on your grill. Country-style pork ribs are $1.44 a pound, and by my math, that would be, give you the chance to buy at least 5 pounds of those. Chicken thighs, 88 cents, so that's 10 pounds of those. All USDA grade A, by the way. Don't forget Rudy's Farm sausage patties, a 3-pound box of those. Easy to fix, very, very tasty, great with fried eggs or any kind of egg dish. $6 for the box, for the 3 pounds. And Coca-Cola products this week, all the 2-liter bottles are $1.09 each. Oh, and from the breakfast picks, you got Cinnamon Toast Crunch, the family size box of $2.74. And the variety pack of Quaker Instant Oatmeal is just $2.62. But you'll save on everything. Take a look at that BLT on the on my Facebook page today from the Blue Water Cafe. That's Wright's Bacon at $7.88 a pound.
Oh, my God, it's amazing.
Delicious.
Baked. I mean, it is thick and flavorful. It's served on artisan, Sara Lee's artisan bread. That's $1 a loaf cheaper at Food Outlet than it is anywhere else, including membership club warehouse prices. And, of course, the tomatoes and lettuce come from the vegetable department. Everything there is cost plus 10 as well.
Those tomatoes were amazing
this
morning.
Yeah, they were delicious.
Thank you. I bought them with the intention of letting them ripen, and they were ready to
eat. Yeah, they were delicious.
So try Food Outlet in Millbrook on Highway 14. Food Outlet on Main Street, west of 31 in the Preferred Community. And I'll see you Sunday morning around 7:30 on Coliseum Boulevard next to Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. All right, I don't know who's doing, but it's time for today's $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz question with...
This is one of yours. When you add up all the numbers on a roulette wheel, you come up with what number? What number?
272-9228 is our number to call and win that $10 Food Outlet gift certificate. 272-9228. And like we said, stay on the line even if you don't win that, and make sure you're entered in our grand prize drawing. 272-9228. Rosie is standing by right now. Check traffic.
Good morning, Montgomery. Skywatch traffic beginning to see the first signs of the rush beginning. We've got a lot more cars now on Highway 231 out of Wetumpka, 31 out of Prattville, and 331 from Troy. I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. We're building on the Atlanta Highway North.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
I can promise you that happened. There's something that's been going on with some of those reports where it
just trips the next thing.
Trips the next event on the thing. That's automation for you. All right, so at 7:38, let's see if we can find a winner. First call in was Al. Hi, Al.
I can't understand what you're
saying. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
Al, what do you think? Roulette wheels, you add up all the numbers, you come up with what?
Six.
Ooh, that's
two. Right.
That is so right.
You won the $10 Food Outlet gift certificate. Hang on, and let's see who wants to stick around for a follow-up question. Yeah, how about you, so. Cricket?
Hey, Cricket.
Good morning. How are y'all?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I missed like one or two questions when I was getting out of my car, so ask me one and see if I heard it.
Okay, so I want to know what state did kitty litter come from in 1947?
Well, of course, that's one I lost. That's why I didn't hear that
okay,
one.
Okay, you didn't get that. All right, it was Michigan, but that's all right.
Oh, okay.
That's okay.
That's all right. Well, hey, y'all have a good Friday.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Yeah,
right.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Hi, Connie.
Hi.
Hey, Connie, from space.
Yes.
NASA says this is the brightest thing that you can see from space. What am I talking about?
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Oh, on Earth. Okay. Well, guess. Think of
what's the brightest spot?
What would really stand out, you think? How about a city or...
I told you the kitty litter was invented in Michigan, but what year?
1943.
47? Oh, 47. Close.
You got it. The brightest thing from space is the Vegas Strip. The Vegas Strip is the brightest thing.
Actually, this just in from NASA. They say the Rich Thomas video room is now
the brightest spot.
And you know, I listen to all of them. I guess I've been talking to my son. We always listen to it together on the way to school.
Oh, you know what? Well, then we got to give her an extra entry because she's with her son.
You went in. You went anyway. Okay.
Yeah, we're going to put you in with an extra entry
for the grand prize drawing, which will be this morning, just before 9.
Monday.
We're doing it Monday.
Yeah,
guess what? It won't be this morning.
But what's your son's name?
His name is Steven, and every time we're at Costco, he has to say hi to Roz.
Oh,
I think we should
Steven.
Give him an extra 5 entries.
How old is Steven?
He's 12 years old.
Oh, well, hi to Steven.
Yeah.
Well,
how cool is that?
I wish he was still in the car. He would be so happy.
Okay. Tell him we said hi.
Promise us this, Connie. Next time you're in the car with Steven and you're on your way and you're listening to the show, give us a
holler. That'll be Monday. Monday, we'll be on our way.
All right.
We'll make a big fuss.
All right.
Because we're good at it.
Just remind us.
Okay.
Thank you, Connie. Wasn't that nice?
Yeah.
And they go out of their way to say hi to Mrs. Rutabaga over at Costco. That's kind of cool. Okay. Hey, did anybody make a wish at 11:11 on 11:11?
I did not, but...
I've never heard of this before.
Do you still make a wish, a secret wish, when you blow out your candles? I haven't done it since I was... It's been years, but... Did you used to make a secret wish?
Yeah, well, of course, but I wish for different things now. Can we do this again next year?
Right, yeah, be around next year.
Yeah, that's all I ask for. Keep it real simple, stupid. That's the way that works for me. We are at 7:42.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding.
So some areas have had fog this morning, not locally, though. You have to go more west and north. If you're going to be getting out I-85 towards Birmingham or over towards Selma on US 80, it's foggy there. But here, comfortable today with abundant sunshine and low humidity with a high around 75, just about perfect on Friday the 13th. Chilly tonight, clear skies, jacket weather, low in the upper 40s. Nearly perfect tomorrow. Blue skies, sunshine, 76. We'll be in the mid-50s on Saturday night, upper 70s on Sunday. Should be dry. Another cool front moves through. Should be a dry front by Sunday evening. That means a front that moves through with no showers. And that sets the stage for some really nice fall air next week with 60s during the daytime and 40s at night. Right now this morning, 58, mostly cloudy, 743.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Now, it's time for the Almost Dr. Bob Baumhauer Wing Fingers Dr. B Burger Daily Double of the Day.
I am so excited.
Get on with it.
Yes.
Here's the name of today's Wing Fingers Daily Double Doctor.
And I will need this name in the form of a question when I ask for it this afternoon. Who is Dr. Jenga Jenga? Okay. Pee Wee Herman character. And well known to our listeners because he played that phone jack 5,000 times over the years and still cracks me up. So, Dr. Jenga Jenga. But when I ask, you got to give me the answer in the form of a question because we're kind of paying homage to Alex Trebek.
Right.
If you are that person and you do it as instructed, you'll win a double Dr. B burger at Wing Fingers downtown.
Double.
So, jot it down. And be ready to win this afternoon. And we're going to have a bunch of these burgers here in the studio to sample, make sure they're good. Because we'll have JT and Leanne.
Are you coming by?
I don't know. I might.
That's very enticing.
I might. Is the restraining order still in effect in the afternoon?
It's all for you. You can't refuse. Huh? So, again, Dr. Jenga Jenga, your daily double doctor of the day. as we celebrate Wing Fingers. All right, we are going to do a Duncan and Son Predictathon. Where do you see the game? Great prize, too, and the Duncans will be calling us shortly.
Revolutionary in his field, Dr. Banati created, perfected, and patented the Banati spine procedures. Using his genius, Banati invented the precise tools necessary to minimize surgery, scarring, anesthesia, and recovery. So successful are the Banati spine procedures, they consistently reflect 98.75% patient satisfaction. 60,000 procedures have been performed exclusively at our location. Nearly half our patients have suffered from failed back and neck surgery at other facilities. Banati succeeds where others fail.
May I help you?
Well, howdy. I'm Bill the electrician. Come to wire up your new air compressors.
Oh, well, okay. Never seen an electrician pull up in a camo Jeep with deer antlers on the front.
Yeah, that 3 points of beauty, ain't it?
No matter what your electrician is driving, make sure it says Crosby Electric on the side. Crosby Electricians will take care of your electrical issues professionally and for a reasonable price.
Bill, you sure you know how to design these circuits?
Well, of course. And if I do get stuck, I got a secret weapon.
Oh, yeah?
YouTube.
Oh, boy.
Crosby Electric has been serving this area for over 50 years. We have the experience to do your job correctly.
Okay, let's try out these new air compressors.
Bill, you blew up my new compressors.
Yeah, sorry about that. Here, take my Jeep. It's yours.
What?
I'll just keep the horns, if that's okay.
Protect your property and yourself. Always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Blessings, a Christian store, has everyone covered on your Christmas list. Blessings has a great selection of Christian books and supplies, including beautiful Bibles, and engraving is free. Blessings is now offering shopping by appointment before or after hours, or you can utilize their curbside pickup option. Come get your Christmas shopping wrapped up at Blessings and even wrapped for free. Blessings, a Christian store at 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville, on Facebook or online at blessingscs.com.
Laser Copy is your silent partner for your business, printing brochures, multi-part forms, envelopes, and even custom wedding announcements. No job is too big or too small for Laser Copy, whether it be printing or shipping. Laser Copy can safely and securely pack and ship your UPS, FedEx, and postal packages, and they accept returns. Laser Copy can mail all your Christmas packages and deliver them safely. Laser Copy can create custom Christmas cards for your business and family. Visit them at lasercopyinc.com.
Located at 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue, the block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The morning team
Stream at 93.1 FM presents the Duncan and Son Predictathon.
And once again, due to coronavirus circumstances beyond our control, we're going to be on the phone with the Duncans. Normally, they would be. In fact, we started the season with them in the studio. But until things settle down a little bit, they've been joining us on the phone. And we welcome Don and Mitch Duncan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hey, guys.
We actually got John up here with us in Millbrook, too. So we're loading you up.
All right. Good deal. Good deal, John. So how many SEC, there are three SEC games still on the schedule this weekend. Four of them went down.
So. Yeah.
We decided, though, we're going to do a predict-a-thon. Don, tell everybody what they have a chance to win.
Sure. We're going to give away a $100 gift certificate toward anything that you need that we offer, tires, brakes, it doesn't matter, as well as the work this week. And we're staying local. We're going with Troy.
Hey, that's a good game. That Troy game is a real good game.
Yeah.
Troy's having a good season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've just posted it on Facebook, but I do have one question.
Right.
And
what is it?
That's an interrogatory statement seeking information, but that's not important. Thank you. That was very kind of you.
Check, please.
So the nickname of the Coastal Carolina team is the Chanticleers.
The Chandeliers?
Chanticleers.
I'm sorry.
What? Can somebody look that up? What's a Chanticleer?
That's the ninth reindeer.
The ninth reindeer.
That's good. Who writes your stuff?
I thought it was a medication that helped you quit smoking.
That's great.
Or companion to butt paste.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
That's funny. The Chanticleers. What?
It's a name given
to... kind of rooster.
It's a rooster, yeah. Especially in fairy tales.
Oh.
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
I knew I had heard that word before.
Okay.
Now, roosters can be kind of... Somebody once called me a banty rooster.
Yeah, they're scrappy.
I wonder why.
Boogers.
Yeah. It was a woman.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I bet...
I bet it was.
But you've been called other things.
I bet you've been called worse.
Yeah.
That's an awfully...
I would have never said that, Greg.
Thank you. Thank you.
I feel safe. I've got Rosie with me today.
Yeah.
I feel like I'll be protected.
They're drowning in estrogen in the studio this morning.
Hey. Uh-oh. I'm glad we're on this end.
So I haven't seen the schedule yet. You know what time the Troy game is on? Do we know?
And the winner, either.
I think it's at night. Let me see.
Oh.
It went from ESPN to... No. From the off ESPN, ESPN 2, I believe.
Oh, yeah? So
it's on they moved up to a better channel.
Yeah. It's 11 in the morning.
Oh, 11 o'clock? Okay.
Oh, early.
Cool
deal.
Cool. Yeah, well, they're running out of games over there at the network this weekend. So CBS, there is no CBS game now because that was the that was LSU Alabama. So
that is one way to not get what was coming to LSU is to come up with COVID.
No, I got you, man. I understand what you're saying. But that's always been a big game every year. Of course, LSU's not the LSU of past years, that's for sure.
All right, so the game starts 11 o'clock Saturday morning.
11 o'clock. All right, good deal.
Now we're starting to get some guesses already. 27-21 Troy. Coastal Carolina 35, Troy 31. 28-17 Troy.
Hey, let me get you guys' opinion of this. We're running out of Saturdays, and the SEC is scratching their head on the rescheduling of these games. And, like, December 19th is supposed to be the SEC championship, correct? But there may be some other regular SEC games on the same day now. What are your thoughts? Is the SEC going to have a problem? Can all these games get played?
I think so. I think the only problem out there right now is should Alabama be tied with someone on that side, then somebody's going to want them to play LSU to see if they lose another ball game. So
they're talking about...
I think if they can go undefeated, that game won't matter.
Yeah, they're talking about not playing some of the games that don't matter at all. You know what I mean?
Right.
So...
All right.
And, of course, every year when we do the Iron Bowl, we do something really big in the Predict-a-thon. So we've got a $100 voucher. You can use that at any of Don's three locations, plus the Works, which is a complete service on your vehicle. Let's talk about, first of all, Thanksgiving is less than 2 weeks away now. I always recommend this is the week, or maybe this weekend because you're open tomorrow. Get your car in and get the diagnostics run, get everything, the tires rotated, get the service, so you can drive with confidence, because 56% of Americans will hit the road at some point over the Thanksgiving weekend. And you want to, don't want to, you know, you wait all year for that opportunity to be with family. You don't want to spend it waiting for tow trucks. So,
you're exactly right, and you know, we'll have Troy playing on TV, so that's about the only game we can watch this weekend, so come on by and watch the game with us, and let us get your car ready for the road.
Or tune over to the Masters.
There you go.
I think Mrs. Ritterbuttle had her car in at the road this week, if I'm not mistaken.
We were laughing about, you know, here they got to play in November, you
right.
think, okay, it's going to be cool, and I was sitting there watching at lunch yesterday, Tiger just sweating from ear to ear, you know. And
I know.
You would think it'd be nice and cool in November.
It's going to be a perfect Masters weekend, though, over there in Augusta.
You're right.
Yeah. And this could be a rough time of the year, but it isn't this time. Well, cool deal. Troy. Go,
yeah,
Troy.
You gave us great weather for the weekend, too. Thank you, Rick.
Oh, you're welcome, buddy.
You did a great job.
That's all me.
Yeah,
I know.
Anything you've got going on tires and stuff at the stores that you want to mention before we hang up?
Well, yeah, like you said, we do have some several tire deals due to overstocks in some things, and this is the perfect time to get your car ready so you're not rushed getting it ready for Thanksgiving. So come see us this weekend. I want to remind you, too, that we also specialize in diesels. So if you didn't realize that or not, we can take care of the oil changes as well as most everything else you got on your diesel. So come see us.
All right. Locations serving all of Prattville and Millbrook from Highway 14, downtown at 408 Madison, and on Bell Road just north of Vaughan. Guys, we'll hopefully see you back
next
in the
week.
Studio
yeah.
soon.
Hope to see you guys.
All right.
Yeah.
Take care.
Roll Tide.
And we will play the school themes coming up. As
what does Troy yell? Go Trojans.
Go Trojans.
Go Trojans. Yeah. Go Trojans. That sounds almost vulgar. It's 7:57. Now, the Dunkins can help keep your car running on the road, but if while it's running on the road, you end up in a fender bender, we've got another place that can help you put the pieces back together and make your car look as good as new, maybe better. Even people who have purchased cars that are 3 or 4 years old, gotten into an accident, suddenly get a car back from Montgomery Paint and Body that looks newer than the day they bought it, because they fix everything. And after the parts are ordered in and the paint is complete, and boy, they are fussy on that, it's got to match perfectly. I mean, they don't want anybody to look at the car and say, oh, I could see that was repainted there. With Montgomery Paint and Body, they take a bumper-to-bumper approach so that after all the grief that goes to the wreck from police reports and insurance adjusters and everything else, they represent you with a car that makes your jaw drop, your eyes widen, and your heart sing. I'm glad I took my car to MPB. For over four decades, Donnie Turner and now son Brandon in tandem, delivering the best results on repaired cars. They don't want you to have to call 27-WRECK with a W, but if you need them, you'll be glad they are your best option. Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Now, let's see who might need them.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Beginning to see the first signs of the rush beginning. We've got a lot more cars.